2 days shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is being learned live from Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret. And this is just awesome that we're learning these halachas. Yesterday, we learned halachas that most of you guys here, Shana Bet guys, couple Shana Aleph, one Shana Aleph guy, but the guys who were here last year, yesterday's Amud was like loaded with Gemara from last year, like it's like jam-packed. And today, we are moving weiter. This is awesome, live from Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret. Tuf Mem. And this is another whole sugya. There's another whole daf. This is Dalam Adbeis to Hayam Adalf. Din Chameitzo Shaleno Yehudi Shehufgad Eitzel Yisrael. These are the halachos of Chameitz of a non-Jew that is by and in a Jew's house. So, let's see. Eino Yehudi Shehifgid Chameitzo Eitzel Yisrael. So we have a story. The story is like this. You have a non-Jew who gives his chametz over to Yisrael to watch or to buy his house, meaning he's some type of shomer of the unlimited Krispy Kreme. So he has some unlimited Krispy Kreme in the Jew's house, and the Jew is watching it. If the Jew who is the shomer is chayiv bachriyoso, meaning he's obligated to pay up if something happens to it, specifically in terms of Geneva Aveda, meaning this is a certain level of achrayus, meaning he doesn't only have achrayus if he's a posheya, if he's negligent, but the Jew is watching the Krispy Kreme of the non-Jew, he's watching the chametz of the non-Jew, he's a shomer of the chametz of the non-Jew, he has an achrayus that if it is stolen or lost, he will have to pay up. So in that situation, Bain Shehu Bebeso, Bain Shehu Bechol Makom Bershuso, Chayev Levaro. So this first shita that we're seeing here in the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that in such a scenario, whether this Chametz is in his house or Bechol Makom Bershuso, in any place in his Rishus, we'll see what this all means in the Mishneh Berurah momentarily, Chayev Levaro. So this Jew is going to be chayev to get rid of the chametz, even though it's not his chametz. It's whose chametz? It's the guy's chametz, because he's chayev b'achrayas. And we'll see what this means, bein shu b'beiso, bein shu b'chol makom b'shuso, momentarily. So let's see. Mishneh Berurah, sif katan aleph, imhu. So here the Mishneh Berurah is going to basically spell out what the Gemara in Pesachim spells out. How we get to this interesting scenario where the Jew is going to be chayev to get rid of the guy's chametz. Why does he get rid of the guy's chametz? If the Jew has a iser of being in possession, bayirah bayimatzah. So look at the Mishneh Berurah. Sipet and Aleph. Imu. Dechsiv. One pasuk says, Soar lo yimatzeh bebateichem. You cannot have soar. Soar is like chametz. It's literally the leavening agent. Soar lo yimatzeh bebateichem. You can't have chametz in your homes. Mashma afilu asoor. Eino shalo. That's mashma, even if he doesn't own it. Because it just says, you can't have chametz in your homes. So that implies any chametz. Even if it's not shalo, legamrei gamkein usur minat Torah. Even if it's not his at all, it's what? It's going to be usur. Miyu, however, not so fast. Al kol ponim mayri kishakibel alav achrayis. He says, still it has to be where he was Mekabel Achrayis, where he has responsibility vis-a-vis this chametz. Meaning, he has a connection to this chametz in that he's responsible for its loss. So even though he doesn't own it, it has to be that he has an Achrayis. V'ach sheveh kra, and it's the pasuk that's viewing it as shelo al yedei zeh, as if it's his. Why? Why does it have to be that way? Because it's another pasuk. D'bepikadom ba'alma shelo ba'achrayis, if there's no Achrayis, meaning if he doesn't have an Achrayis for Geneva v'aveda, then leka isura lahashas. Then there's not going to be a problem having the chametz by him. So what he's saying is as follows: let's say just a regular shomer chinam, where he's not really chayiv in achrayis, you know, extended achrayis. Only chayiv if he fails in a shmirah, which is shia, if he's posheya. So then it's not viewed as his because he has no responsibility with respect to its loss. Shia is where he's negligent, so therefore he's chayiv. Achrayis means you have a responsibility for its loss, and therefore it becomes like it's yours. But where do we know this from? Where do we know that a stam pikadon, if you just have the guy's chametz by you, it's not considered shalom? So look what he says. Midechsiv kra achrina, because there's another pasuk. It says, lo yira'el lecha. You should not see lecha, lecha. B'darshinan shel lecha, shelcha. It has to be your chametz in order to be over. Shelcha yi ataroa. You're not allowed to see your chametz. You're only over ba'yira if you see your chametz. Aval ataroa shelcha acherim. But you can see someone else's chametz. Meaning, we have one pasuk that says, there's no problem having someone else's chametz by you. Another pasuk says, there is a problem. So what's the pshara? The pshara is like this. If you just have, you're just a stam shomer, where you're watching his chametz, you don't have a chrayas of neva v'aveda, then it's still viewed as whose? Purely the guy's. But once the guy's chametz is by you, and you have a chrayas of neva v'aveda, so then you have that connection, you're ki'ilu, a baal. What? That's the equivalent of a shomer sachar. A shomer sachar is chayav b'gneva v'aveda. Okay? That's the equivalent of a shomer sachar, but it doesn't have to be a shomer sachar, it could be any person who takes upon himself the achrayas of gneva v'aveda, again, which is the equivalent of a shomer sachar, okay, will already be chayiv for be over by yira by yimatzei, unless he does what? Unless he gets rid of the chametz, and that's why he has to get rid of the chametz. Okay, look at the Mishnah Brura, chayiv b'achriyaso. Next sifkat and beis. So anytime he's chayiv b'achriyaso b'gneva v'aveda, Mayri says shekibel alav achrayas behedya. It's talking where now. Check this out. You see, the problem is, see, Will asked me, what kind of shomer is he? Shomer sachar? So I carefully said it's the equivalent of a shomer sachar. Why? Because look what he says here. Mayri shekibel alav achrayas, he accepted upon himself the achrayas, the responsibility of gneva v'aveda, which is the equivalent of a shomer sachar, behedya, explicitly. V'kanu miyado, and he made a kinyan to that effect. Why? Because, as he's going to go on to say, I'm going to say it outside, when you become like a regular shomer sachar for a Jew, then automatically you're a shomer sachar, which means you're getting paid as a shomer, and you're chayim for gneva v'aveda. That's a natural thing. But with Goyim, there's no dine shomrim. So you're talking about a guy. There's no halachas of shomrim. So how do you become chayiv in gneva v'aveda? It's only if you made a specific kinyan with the guy to be chayiv. You made a deal. That's what it means, kanu miyado. You made an actual legal deal, a legal transaction, where now you're watching his item, and you're now responsible. It's like you're giving him insurance. Right? You're giving me this object, and I'm giving you insurance. But you're paying me to watch it, and I'm giving you insurance. What's the insurance? The insurance is that I'm going to pay you if it gets stolen or lost. But that has to be set in the deal when you're dealing with a guy, because it's not a natural thing to be chayiv in the name of Aved. That's what he says. Because he says, Dilav achi, ein din shomrim la'akum. There's no natural dinim of shomrim to a non-Jew. Kidim evoar, v'choshen mishpat, like we see in choshen mishpat, simen shin aleph, sif aleph, v'sif dalet. And he says, v'im din ha-malchus. And then he says as follows, what happens if you live in a country that has certain laws of shomrim? It's called Dina de Malchus of Dina. So let's say you happen to live in the U.S. who happens to have the same laws of Shomrim, that if you're a Shomer Sachar, you're Chayef and Aveda. So then he's going to say, then you don't have to make special transactions. Why? Because there's a principle called Dina de Malchus of Dina. The law of the land is the law. So therefore, when you go ahead and become a Shomer Sachar, let's say from a guy, even if you didn't make a specific transaction, legal transaction to be Chayef, to have to go ahead and pay back for Gneva Aveda, if something happens to it, you'll already have that Achrayas. That's what he says. If the Din of the Malchus, let's say it's the U.S. or whatever it is that you're going to be chayiv and you're responsible with the achrayas, this insurance for gneva v'aveda, even the stum, even if it's not specified, mishasha nasa shomer, as soon as he becomes a shomer, apolo kinyan, even if there's no legal transaction. That's the nature of the halacha of becoming a shomer in the U.S. or Russia or wherever you are. So he says, nami avi b'reshus of Yisrael, the chametz will also be considered in the reshus of Yisrael to be chayiv to get rid of it. Even if he doesn't make a specified transaction that he's going to be chayiv and responsible to pay back if there's a gneva and aveda, right? Even if he doesn't say specifically shechayiv b'achrayas gneva, like we'll see coming up. Then he goes on, whether it's bebeso or whether it is b'chol makom b'shusa or it is anywhere on his property. What does this mean? Whether it's in his home, or whether it's anywhere in his property, he's going to be chayiv to get rid of it. So look what he says. B'chol makom b'shusa. So he says, Ba'afilu hiskir o hishilo makom b'fneyatzmo l'chameitzo b'veso o b'chatzero. He says here, what this means is, even if he leased or lent the non-Jew a separate place for his chameitz in his home or in his chatzer, so again, what he's doing is, he has like this. The chameitz is by the Jew. Right? But it's not really by the Jew. Why? Because the Jew, what did he do? He went ahead and he rented out or loaned out a special place in his home or his chatzer for the guy to go ahead and put his chametz. Says Nami lo mahani yikibel alav achrayas. That's also not going to help him get off the hook. Says you might thought that now he'll be off the hook. Why is he off the hook? Because it's not where. It's not really by the Jews. It's not really in the Jews' home anymore because he rented out a place in his home to the guy. So now the guy has it really in his own rishus, in his own place, not in the Jews' rishus. Says no, because that's the point. Even if it's okay anywhere on his property, meaning the fact that it's on his property, even if it isn't legally in his right rishus, legally in his rishus, because he rented it out. Once he's chayiv in achrayus for that object, it's irrelevant. Even if that area was loaned out or rented out to the non-Jew, the kaimelon schirus lo kanya, because we hold schirus lo kanya. Schirus is not considered a full blown ownership with respect that now it is by who? Now it is by the guy. The im kain hare numuna chachamet beis Yisrael. Because at the end of the day, once it is in the property of the Yisrael, even though it's been rented out and even though it's been loaned out, it's still by the home of, it's in the physical home of the Yisrael, and it's in the legal, in other words, the guy has what we call when you're a seicher or a shoel, you have what's called a kinyan in the usage. I'll give you the lumdus here, but you don't have a kinyan in the etzem bias. So therefore, it's still considered by the Jew, and combined with the fact that the Jew now has achrayus, he's going to be chayiv to get rid of it. That's what he says. Mikol makom, b'diavad he says, im hishla etzlo achametz ad la'achar pesach. But now he says, not 100%, they're exactly the same. Because he says, b'diavad, what happens if the chametz was left by the Jew in the scenario where there was schiris until after Pesach? So he says, in that case, yesh l'smoch ala poskim, v'sviralu de'echa, shemiyached lo makom l'chametzo, eino over b'bayira, av shekibel av achrayis. And now he points out that, if you remember the sugyas from last year, there are rishonim that actually hold that once you go ahead and you rent out and designate an area within your house to the non-Jew, so then you're not going to be over b'bayira b'yamatzei, even if you are chayiv in achrayis. So even though we don't hold that way, legabe, having to get rid of the chametz, we are makel when it comes to what's called chametz or arul pesach. The halacha is if you had a chiyuv, okay, to get rid of chametz, then after Pesach you can't get enough from it. It's chametz or arul pesach. So he's saying even though you're chayiv in a situation where you rent out the property to the non-Jew, you rent out your closet, your room to the non-Jew, and you have a chrayis on that chametz, even though you're still going to be chayiv to get rid of that chametz, you can't have a chametz by you. If you did have it by you, we don't treat it as purely like it's your chametz, because it was your chametz, right, that you left over in your home and you didn't get rid of it, and you weren't mevatel it, then you're going to be over by your, then you were full blown over by your rabbi yamatze, but besides that, you're going to be, okay, you're going to have chametz that was over alav pesach, because you didn't get rid of it. Same thing would be if you were a shomer of the non-Jews' chametz in your own home fully. There's no schiris at all. Nothing, there's no schiris. You just have it by you, and you have a chrayis. So you're the Jew, you have this chametz by you, and you have a chrayis. So there also, if you didn't get rid of it, you'd be over by your own, by your matzeh, and also, you'd not be able to get any hanah from it after Pesach. What he's saying here is, in this unique scenario where you rented out the area, true, you have to go ahead and get rid of it if you took a chrayis over that chametz. But if you didn't, you'll still be able to be netted from that chametz after Pesach. Okay? It's not going to be asur b'hanah after Pesach. Let's move right there here. And then he says, av shekibel av achrayis deba'inan sheyachametz matzui tachas yado. Now he's explaining. Because his opinion holds that you require that the chametz be matzui tachas yado shel Yisrael, kipikadon ba'alma, shu tachas reshuso, letaltal, ulaniach, bechol, pina, sherotze. This shita holds that the chametz has to be by you, okay, by the Yisrael, like a regular pikadon, under his reshus, to metaltel and to put it in any place that he wants. Meaning, the only way you're going to be, the only way you're going to be chayiv is if it's in your area where you can move it around, but not where you go in and designate. If you designate the area and now you just put it there, then you're not going to be chayiv. So it says, v'yichel lo makom b'fnei atzmo lo mikri matzui. If you're miyached makom to the non-Jew, that's not matzui by you. It has to be like ba yimatze. It has to be matzui by you. It has to be in a place where it's by you in your house. Let's say you're a shomer. So you're, if you're a shomer or something, you're not allowed to go necessarily and use it, but you're allowed to go ahead and, if you have to, take it. If you don't want it in this specific spot right now, you can put it in some other spot as long as you're not, you know, doing a shlichus yad. So that's when you're going to be, that's when you're going to go ahead and be, according to this opinion, be over by your mother. Now, we don't hold this way. We hold, you have to get rid of it. But legabe, the halacha of chametz of Pesach, we go and we say, this opinion exists, and therefore we'll be able to be nana in the chametz afterwards. So that's what he says.
Only b'diavad.
Okay, yeah, b'diavad. Okay, umutra chametz lechol and osi menon, therefore after Pesach, the chametz you would be able to eat and get enough from. The yichud makom mikri, now what's considered yichud makom? Shem yachid lo b'fan of bayis, you go ahead and you say, this bayis ochad, this home, or room, or zavis, or corner, that's in my, b'toch bayiso, this is yours, b'schirus, it's rented to you, or I'm just giving it to you. B'sheila. Aval in kibel imenu pikadon, b'li yichud makom, but if you stam, go ahead and what? Get a pikadon, without any designation of a place, v'yachar kach yichud lo makom, and then afterwards, you are miyachid a makom, shalom idas ha'akum, bala pikadon, without telling the akum. Let's say afterwards, you want to go ahead to avoid, let's say, any issues of chamesh level, pesach, or whatever, so you want to go ahead and pull shtick. So you usually took it from him as a regular pikadon. And then afterwards, you want to say, oh, and now I am being miyachid, I'm doing a favor to this non-Jew, I'm actually giving him, I'm being maknet to him, you know, b'sheila or b'schiris, this part of the house for his object. That won't help. Lo mahani. Why? Maybe the chametz wants it to be. Maybe the guy wants the chametz to be by the Yisrael, not by the, you know, by a whole a room within the Yisrael's home that now has been designated to the guy. And even if the Jew would go ahead and put up a machitza afterwards and say, this is totally designated area for who? For the guy, it's not going to help at all, and that chametz is going to be usher after Pesach. Now, by the way, these halachos have real ramifications in terms of, you know, chametz, okay, that you might have in your home. That's guys, things like that. That in the end of the, at the end of the day, let's say, for whatever reason, let's say your partner's with a guy. These are real halachos that you have to be aware of. And again, it's not so simple. You know, when we go ahead and we sell our chametz to a guy, and then we have the chametz of the guy in our house, so we're in a certain sense a shomer of the chametz of the guy. So if we have a chrayas, according to his opinion, of, you know, of Gneva Aved, if something happened to it, so then we have a problem. Okay? You wouldn't be able to keep it by you. So how can we keep it by you? So we have to get through all the halachas, all the different shittas here, and then when we time we finish this siman, we'll understand how can we keep the chametz that we sell to a guy by us in our house. How do we do that? How is that okay? Is it because we're only a shomer chinam on that, or like what's the story? And but we're going to see there are certain shittas that say even a shomer chinam is a problem. Okay, so what have we seen so far? We've seen so far that this first opinion holds. You're only chayiv levaro if you are the equivalent of a shomer sachar, where your achrayis on the non-Jew's chametz is one of geneva v'aveda, meaning you're responsible not just for being negligent, but if it gets stolen or lost, once you're responsible for that, you cannot have that chametz by you. You have to get rid of it. Okay, chayiv levaro. So look at the Mishnah Berura, Sekut and Dalit. When are you chayiv to get rid of it? B'shah shegi azman abirer. When the time of beer comes, emeina akum kan sheyavzir lo. The guy's not around to go ahead and return it to him. Let's say, you know, it's not so easy for you. The guy's going to punch your face in if you go ahead and you burn up his chametz. So what do you do if the guy's not around? You can't return it to him, and you have it by your house. So whether or not you'd be able to go ahead and do bittel on it, or mechira, or sell it to him, or sell it to another guy, like could you sell it to another guy? Kemo b'chametz shelo, yesh deos v'achronim, a different opinion of the achronim. It's not going to help. Who are you going to be selling it to? You don't own the chametz. How can you sell it? You don't own the chametz. All you have is an achrayis in that chametz, something happened to it. So what are you selling to someone else? And how can you be mevatel it? You can't be mevatel. You can mevatel chametz that you own. You can't be mevatel chametz that the guy owns it. You just have a connection to it to be over by your rabbi, your matzah, because you chayim if something happens to it. Many are mekel. If you want to know the lumdus of it, you can go on Y Tira, the shiurim last year, or go check out Shia's notes from last year. According to the Magen Avram, you can do the following. You know what you do? You give it as a pikadon to a different guy. You're afraid to destroy it. There's a guy who's going to kill you. But you have to destroy it. So what are you going to do? The guy's not around to give it back to him. So you could do, and so if you hold, you could do bittul and mechira, you're okay. But let's say you hold, you can't do it. Like those hold, you can't do it. So what you could do is you could go and give it to another guy as a pikadon. Or sell the whole house. Your whole house sell to a guy. And have that non-Jew be mekabel the achrayis of Geneva Aveda. So he's mekabel the achrayis of the Geneva Aveda that you had on that chametz. The best thing is to do both. Dehainu mechiras habayis, sell the house. The gam mechiras hachametz. Sif katan. Hey, finally, Levaro, by the way, these are not all the opinions. We're going to have all the opinions. By the way, we're really on Wednesdays. So Thursdays is coming on recording tomorrow. Because of Rosh Hashanah, we got a little delayed. So this is today's Wednesdays. Listen on, if you want to get the link to Thursday, you want to get the punchline. Or send it over to him, or send me an email. We'll finish this up. Sifkat, hey, Rosh Hashiva here? Not here yet. Levaro. You have to get rid of it. What happens if you did not get rid of this chametz that you had a chrayas of Gneva Vedan? Das harvei poskim to aser b'achilu v'ana. Many poskim say, as we said, it's aser b'achilu v'ana kemal chametz sheyosrach l'amar l'av Pesach. It's fully viewed as chametz l'amar l'av Pesach, and you can't get enough from it. When we come a comment ba'os anach yachar Pesach, if that guy comes back, rashay la'achsi l'al chametz. You can give him back his chametz. V'lo ichbaslan demash nene b'zeh shaparei achovo. We're not worried about the fact that he's getting hana in the sense that he's sort of fulfilling his obligation of giving back the object. If you're worried that the guy might go ahead then and then sell it to you, Yisrael, and Yisrael can't get enough from it, then there are those that say you would not be able to give it back to the guy.
Mishnah Berurah ends off by saying, V'yesh mekilun be'ikar din zeh. There are those that are actually totally makel in this halacha l'maisa and maintain that the chametz in such a situation where it was under the achrayas of the Jew, the non-Jew's chametz was deposited by the Jew. The Jew was a shomer with achrayas of Gneva v'aveda. So even though we saw that most poskim maintain that it is the equivalent of a chametz that the Jew himself owns and leaves over Pesach and cannot be benefited from at all after Pesach, there are those that are cholik. L'didu lo gazru, according to them, lo gazru chachamim b'chametz shalav v'pesach ela b'chametz shal Yisrael. The only time there is a iser to benefit from chametz that was retained during Pesach is if it's the Jews' chametz, if it's Jewish chametz that was actually owned by a Jew. Not chametz of a guy that a Jew had a chrayas for. The lo chametz shall akum hamufkad b'Yisrael. Not by chametz of a non-Jew that is by Yisrael, even if the Yisrael has a chrayas of Gneva v'aveda. So, what's the lach l'maisa? Yesh lismo chalayu al kolponim l'inin heter hana. So what he says is, although we're not makel and allow the person in such a situation to eat the chametz, he could get hana from such chametz and he would be able to sell such chametz, feed such chametz to a dog, his dog, etc. But he would not be able to eat such chametz. So if after Pesach, he would buy that chametz from a non-Jew, he would not be able to eat it, but he would be able to sell it or feed it to his dog. Ad kan.